I've noticed something that sits uncomfortably with me.
Go, that tell me.
We've said a lot on the show this morning, and it's only just dawned on me. First line in the headlines. Elderly residents living on a mobile home site in Hertfordshire say they're living in fear of their traveller landlords. Have you spotted it?
Yeah.
We're saying traveller.
Yeah, but you know why?
Why?
Because that's the reason why they have trouble getting hold of them.
Is it? What do we say? Are travellers classed as a race now? You can be racist against travellers. So, let me put
Romani is certainly a race.
Let me put it into a context, then. Elderly residents living on a mobile home site in Hertfordshire say they're living in fear of their Polish landlords.
No, because that doesn't imply a lifestyle. Do you see? I know what you mean.
I see a very subtle difference. See a very subtle difference. All right, let me try this. Lifestyle, you say. Elderly residents living on a mobile home site in Hertfordshire say they're living in fear of their Jewish landlords.
No, but that doesn't affect where you are in the country, does it?
Well, no, but it's not saying traveller as in they're off backpacking. It's saying traveller as in gypsy, as in Romani, as in traveller. That's what it's saying, isn't it? I don't know. It's just struck me. Maybe I'm being too oversensitive, but it seems to me the word traveller is
being used in a derogatory way.
Yeah, as opposed to a descriptive term. You wouldn't say black, you wouldn't say Polish, you wouldn't say Jewish, you wouldn't say Pakistani. I don't know.
What do we say then?
I don't know. They're landlords. Elderly residents living
on... And part of the big problem is that they can't get hold of them.
That part of the story hasn't been highlighted to me. Elderly residents living on a mobile home site in Hertfordshire say they're living in fear of their landlords.
OK.
I don't know.
No, you're probably right. You're probably right.
If that feels better. Anna, you're a traveller.
Yes.
Thanks for calling. Am I onto something here? Am I being silly?
No, I don't know why they've had to stick that label on their gypsies. You know, if they're Asians or South Africans or, you know, whatever.
Now, you're a traveller.
Yeah. I live in a house. I have been settled since I was a child.
Now, are you... I'm probably going to storm in here with my hobnail boots here, but gypsy, Romani, tinker, traveller, what's the difference? Or do they all come under the umbrella of traveller?
A traveller and a gypsy is the same. A tinker is an insult.
Well, now we're going into... Because tinkers are Irish.
Yeah, it's an insult. See, English gypsies and Irish gypsies really don't get along. It's very rarely we get along.
I know. So now you're being offensive towards the Irish tinkers.
No, because if they'd thrown up, they would say the same thing about us.
No. But Irish tinkers class themselves as tinkers.
But I don't think it's just Irish people that get called tinkers. We get called tinkers as well.
So why isn't this fascinating?
And it's a bit like a pikey. It just means you're slippery. It's an insult.
But there are people who call themselves tinkers. Is that right?
I don't know anyone that would actually call themselves a tinker. It's a bit like saying, "Look at me, I'm a tramp."
So there aren't Irish travellers that would class themselves as tinkers?
No, I don't think so, no.
OK. And you're a British traveller?
Yes.
And you hate the Irish travellers?
No, I don't hate anyone.
But you dislike them?
No, I didn't say I didn't dislike... No, I said that we don't get along.
Why don't you get along with them?
Because normally they're a bit loud and overbearing. You've seen my big fat gypsy wedding. They're a bit full in your face. This is how it is, and I'll hate you for it.
Do you know, I haven't seen it. But isn't it interesting? If someone were to phone up now and say British travellers, oh, they're horrible, they're always stealing stuff, they're very loud, they're very common, how would you react to that?
Everybody's got their opinion.
Oh, you wouldn't, Anna. If someone phoned up and said, "You British travellers are horrible..."
They do, don't they? When Jonathan does...
No, I know, I know. But if someone...
One man said one day, "Don't ever give a gypsy a ride on a bus because they walk around with cans of petrol and they set fire to it." It's true, he said. It happened to me one day.
And how did that make you feel?
I just thought, God bless him, he needs a bit of psychiatric help.
Yeah.
I think that's wrong that they stuck gypsy on there. And
they did. Well,
Anna,
I have to come in. Because this, again, I knew this would happen. People are hearing things that aren't being said. No one stuck gypsy in there.
Travellers, gypsy.
No, it's
traveling
a different
community.
Traveller, yeah. No one said gypsy.
Catherine just said it's a lifestyle choice. Well, I'm a gypsy and I don't live that lifestyle.
So you've chosen not to have that lifestyle?
Yeah, but I will always be a gypsy. But it's a bit like you. If you married a gypsy and lived on a gypsy site for 50 years, I'm not being funny, you're never going to be a gypsy. I live in a house, I've been here for quite a long time, I am never going to be a gorger. Just because a dog is a...
I've got to translate. I'm a gorger.
Yeah, you're just a non-traveller, it's not an insult.
But it is used as an insult.
It's our language.
But it is used as an insult, isn't it?
No, because we have our own language.
It doesn't matter whether you have your own language or not. But gorger is used as an insult, isn't it?
No, it's not.